C+, Steph. How do you talk about the Princess Bride and then say unbelievable instead of inconceivable? It's inconceivable how these people are acting.
I didn't even think. Well, and also Princess Bride, but that got a big comeback on January 6th because everyone was like, "Have fun storming the Capitol."
Yeah,
they'll need a miracle.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the thing that's really funny is I started writing a book. I stopped writing it. I'm rewriting the book, and I was going to, and probably still kind of have to, have a chapter going over Reiner's podcast and how terrible it was. And it's like, I now have to kind of kid glove that chapter because it's like, fuck, I really just can't go after this dead guy. Well,
you can critique his methodology and his conclusions without saying Robert Reiner sucked.
Right. Like, without impugning the man. Yeah, right. I get it. But I'm just saying it's like I'll have, unless something happens to Oliver Stone, I can crush JFK the movie and Oliver Stone without even like losing a wink of sleep. But it's like when I get to this is why that podcast wasn't great. It's like,
and hopefully, hopefully none of my Twitter haters listen to this podcast because they'll just clip out me yelling Rob Reiner sucked and post it everywhere.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh man.
I'm doing it as we speak. I'm starting a whole collection.
Oh, speaking of taking out of context, there's the press secretary in her interviews with Vanity Fair that just came out.
Yeah, and she said that Musk is a ketamine addict. And then when she's like, "You fucking lied that I said that," they're like, "Here's a tape of you saying it." She was all, "Aw, beans." Oh, yeah,
she
said,
"You took me out of context." I'm like, "Oh, so when you said that Trump has an alcoholic personality, you meant that in a good way."
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing that's really funny is that the Wiles stuff is so, it's like tier 9 stuff for what we're doing because we've had so much other stuff to do. I mean, it's just an endless conversation of terrible things that we have to, talk about.
Oh. And that does actually remind me of something we were just I think it was DC Drano who said regarding the Rob Reiner thing, they tried to kill him twice. He can say whatever he wants about Rob Reiner.
Maybe I love that shit.
Was like, it DC Drano? I can't remember.
It probably was. I mean,
okay. I mean, if it wasn't, fucking sue me.
Right. Yeah. No. I mean, all of those clowns did the whole. They wanted to kill him. He has carte blanche to say whatever he wants. And the problem with that whole statement is that it's not really true that there was no they that tried to kill him. It was just one. It was like two weird wackos who had nothing to do with anything. They were
one
not
very sad, sad.
How many
young man.
Parentheses were around the word they?
Zero. He was more subtle than usual.
I'm pretty sure it was all caps. No, actually, I believe it was in quotes. No,
that,
I think about
that it. DC Drano account. I wish that guy really would go and drink Drano. Seriously. Anyway, that's
I won't go that
take.
Far, but but I would love it if the only thing people ever remember of him is when he held up that binder that said Epstein Files Volume 1.
Yep. They used
that picture for his, you know, his epitaph. I mean, obituary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was really awesome that he was one of the clowns that got the Epstein binders. And it's just, man, absolutely no shame. They don't care. They'll say anything and do anything just to get a little attention and some headlines and some publicity. They're absolute scum and they're the worst. But we had that bullshit with Reiner that happened. And we then had the shooting in Australia that happened. And, Steph and I had talked before the episode about the guy that disarmed the one of the attackers, and that was like really cool. And I've seen a lot of people talking about the bravery of that dude, and then he ended up getting shot twice by by people, by the other shooter. I think it was like a father and a son combo that were the attackers. And then I saw all these right wingers lying about how Muslims set off fireworks in celebration of the attacks. And that was not at all what happened. The fireworks were like pre-planned for other events that had nothing to do with the shooting. And it's just this thing where anything bad happens, you immediately run out to claim that your enemies did it and we need to hate those people, because you can never let a tragedy go to waste. You have to use the tragedy to try to exploit it and make more people mad and upset about what happened. Yeah. So that was great and awesome and all that good stuff. And I wish I had more to say about that, but I really haven't followed the Australian shooting that much.
Just to clarify, said awesome, he meant the guy saving the people. He didn't mean the shooting was awesome.
No, the shooting was... It'll be out of context. The shooting was awesome. It's fine. It's okay. We're all here to say stupid things. But the best part about it is, because this is America, where we have shootings all the time, unlike Australia, we immediately had a mass shooting here to blur the news about the shooting in Australia. So at Brown University, there was a shooting by
technically
a suspect.
It wasn't a mass shooting because it's three or more dead for it to be classified as a mass shooting usually.
Well, we got two dead and nine injured, so it's pretty goddamn fucking bad.
Yeah.
This shooting happened at Brown University, and we still haven't found the suspect. And this is something that is very annoying to a lot of people because, hey, when there's a shooting like this, usually we catch the guy right away. And one of the problems that we have here is that Kash Patel runs the FBI and does not know what he is doing. And they claimed they had the shooter or a person of interest in custody, lickety split, from the time it happened. And that's probably what happened, was they said that, and then they stopped looking into it. And then they were like, oh, no, the guy we said that did it has evidence that proves he did not do it. So our suspect has to be let go. And we've now blown precious hours that Kash Patel spent podcasting, not going after the real killer. Donald Trump has recently posted that there were not enough cameras at Brown University, and this makes him very sad. But I thought you had the god mind of Kash Patel running the FBI. Shouldn't he be able to Sherlock Holmes this shit and find the killer?
He's waiting for the killer's dad to turn him in.
Yeah, basically. Charlie Kirk's killer would absolutely have gotten away with it if he didn't have the moral compunction to confess to people about it and all that. I mean...
I needed to correct myself real quick. Apparently, I looked it up just to make sure, and I know there are different, you know... It says one or more attackers use a firearm to kill or injure multiple individuals. It's a minimum of four victims shot, either injured or killed, not including the shooter. So I was incorrect in my definition. So I wanted to correct myself and apologize.
No, do not worry. Nobody is listening to us for hard-hitting journalistic accuracy. We are none of that. We are a dumb poop and pee podcast joke place.
But I think George Will just canceled his subscription to our channel.
Oh, fuck. That guy was a $20 sub, too. Oh, beans. But the thing that is happening with this shooting that is the truly disgusting and ridiculous thing is what I said about the shooting in Australia, that these pricks never let a tragedy go to waste. They've always got to have an angle to work. And, by the way, the two people that have died, one of them is named Mohammed Aziz Urkazakov. I hope I didn't butcher that last name, but I think I got the first two names good. And that guy was like this super student god of the universe who was at Brown to become the greatest human being who ever lived. But because he was a Uzbekistani immigrant to America, Uzbek army, a family of Uzbekistanis. I believe he was born in America. But anyways, because he's an immigrant and his name is Muhammad, the right-wing grift machine has thrown his body into the ocean, never to be seen again. And the other person who died of their wounds from this, from the attack, was named Ella Cook. And she was a part of Brown's College Republicans. And she was a church attendant. She attended church in Birmingham, Alabama. So she was a church-going social Republican who died in this shooting. And these pieces of shit have concocted this conspiracy theory that the attacker went after her deliberately and killed her, that she was the target of this thing. The 10 other people who got shot and the other guy who died were just collateral damage for this targeted assassination of a young woman who nobody knew about until after she was dead. Basically, to believe the Republican spin on this bullshit, this is the guy that did this is the Terminator, and Ella Cook was basically the Sarah Connor of Republicanism, who was going to usher in a right-wing utopia in America in the next 30-odd years when she won the presidency, served two terms, then gave it over to her vice president, who then led America into another 8 years of glorious right-wing, perfect glory, awesome stupendousness. And so this murderous cyborg dropped in there and, again, shot 10 other people, killing one of them, and mowed her down in order to prevent America from becoming our glorious Reaganite republic that she was going to bring it into.
That's weird. They can MK Ultra a guy to take out Charlie Kirk with one hit, but this girl required a one-man army.
Yeah. This guy was, and as numerous people have pointed out, there is no way the attacker could have known that she was in like a random study hall prepping for a test. That this was a totally optional, like, public gathering event that she went to in the school to like study for an upcoming quiz. And it's ridiculous to believe that there was anything to that she was the target. Like, we don't know the motive of who did this, because we don't know who did this, because Cash Patel runs our FBI and they're fucking the investigation up. So until we catch this prick and figure out who did it, all of this stuff is absolutely speculatory and ridiculous. I mean, me looking at, again, 11 injuries, including two deaths, I'm just going to assume it's a mass shooter who did a thing. Could this have been someone who knew her before and went after her? Possibly. There's a lot of possible things.
Yeah. But it was not an MK Ultra sleeper cell doing this. I can guarantee you that.
That's what they want you to think. No, I'm kidding.
Well, don't forget, I do work for the deep state. So if anybody would know, I mean, unless, you know, it was a different department that did it.
Yeah, but you're in the deep state. I'm in the deeper state. We're one step lower, man.
You didn't even tell me there's a deeper state. I had no idea.
Wait till you get to the deepest state. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, you put in your time, you put in 20 years, you think you know what you're doing, and then you find out there's a deeper state.
Yeah, you don't even get a watch. 20 years in deep state, they don't even give you a watch. They give you an NFT now. But I'm bummed.
I feel like this is like Inception.
I was just thinking of the Dusty Rhodes Hard Time speech.
You got to turn it back to wrestling somehow.
Of course I do. That's who I am.
Everything's either wrestling or Kennedy.
Yep.
Can you bring up the thing about Mick Foley while we're talking about wrestling and?
Oh yeah, Mick Foley decided that the Rob Reiner post was his breaking point with WWE.
It was a bridge too far.
That to me seems weird. There were like 1,000 other bridges before this one.
Well, I mean, this is the thing: is that the Reiner tweet was a thing that I think really upset a bunch of people. And also on top of that, it led to so much doubling down from like right wing assholes. And I saw a lot of people posting stuff where they were like, if you're upset about what Trump said, you need to understand he's doing a bang up job on the border and he's fixing all the other stuff that you've been complaining about. So you got to take the bad with the good. So rub some dirt on it. So.
Yeah, it's okay that he pissed on the grave of somebody who's not even in the ground yet. Cause you know what? He's doing God's work.
Yep. Oh yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. That was exactly it. Where it was just like, this is,
Well, Rob Reiner was obviously taken out because he got too close to the truth on JFK.
Oh, God, if only.